Hello and welcome to our podcast today. In today's episode, we'll be talking about the infamous Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer was a serial killer who operated in Northern California during the late 60s and early 70s. The killer taunted the police with cryptic messages and ciphers, and despite an extensive investigation, the killer was never caught. So let's dive into the story of the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer's first confirmed murders were of high school students Betty Lou Jensen and David Foraday in Manica, California on December 20, 1968. The young couple were parked in the circled spot when they were shot and killed by the Zodiac. A few months later, in July 1969, the Zodiac attacked again in Vallejo, California. This time, he shot Darlene Ferrin and Michael McGow. McGow survived and provided police with a description of the killer. The Zodiac Killer sent a series of letters to the police and media outlets throughout Northern California. The letters contained ciphers and taunting messages to the police. The killer also claimed to have killed more people than the police knew about. One letter contained a cipher that was solved by a school teacher and her husband. The message read, "I like killing people because it is so much fun." The Zodiac Killer's last confirmed murder was on October 11, 1969 in San Francisco. He killed a young woman called Cecilia Shepard and seriously injured a man named Brian Hartnell in a secluded spot near Lake Berryessa. The Zodiac left a message on Hartnell's car door that read, "By knife." The killer called the police to report the crime and claimed responsibility for it. Despite an expensive investigation, the Zodiac Killer was never caught. The police interviewed many suspects and conducted a number of searches, but the killer remained at large. The case remains open to this day, and the killer's true identity remains unknown. In conclusion, the Zodiac Killer is one of the most infamous serial killers in American history. He terrorized Northern California during the late 60s and early 70s and taunted the police with cryptic messages and ciphers. Despite an expensive investigation, the killer was never caught, and his identity remains a secret. Thank you for listening to our podcast today. See you all next time. Kisses, kisses, and watch out for the Zodiac Killer.